This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. If cooler fall temperatures are putting you in the mood for a hot pot meal, you may have to wait in line. Hot pot restaurants are really popping throughout China, here in the U.S. and beyond, and patrons often wait for hours to dip raw meats, vegetables, and starchy things into a communal pot of broth. Now, this week, stock in a Chinese chain called Haidi Lao is going public on the Hong Kong Exchange. Marketplace's Justin Ho has this report.
If you feel like hot pot in New York, you'd probably head to Flushing. That's a neighborhood in Queens with a big Chinese population, and hot pot places on almost every corner. $20 all-you-can-eat places, and higher-end restaurants that can run up to $60 or $70 for a meal. The hot pot chain Luisho is one of them. It's the night before its soft opening, and cooks are prepping little plates of raw menu items. Manager Lucy Wong shows me a table covered with them.
They have the mushroom, potato, noodle, tofu, sweet corn, and some meat, beef, lamb.
In the dining room, staff are dipping those ingredients into a pot of boiling red broth. And if you look through the window behind them, you'd see another hot pot place under construction across the street. Haidi Lao, one of the biggest hot pot chains in China. You can see now hiring posters on the windows. When I point this out, Wong is diplomatic.
I mean, it is a good competition, but we know this market maybe a little bit more than Haidi Lao in New York.
If Luisho knows the New York market already, Haidi Lao's been studying up. Haidi Lao opened a restaurant in L.A. in 2013 and has plans to open more in Houston and London. Its IPO is priced to raise nearly $1 billion, money it'll use to fund that global expansion. Kathleen Smith at Renaissance Capital has been following Haidi Lao.
The Chinese consumer is very familiar with this restaurant chain.
Or maybe they're familiar with the Haidi Lao experience. Employees offer massages to customers waiting in line. Dine there alone, and they'll bring out a teddy bear to join you. Jason Lee at the China Market Research Group in Shanghai says his highlight is the noodle show. That's where a chef stretches out a noodle and dances around, twirling it in your face.
They're trying to beat their competitors by their customized service to the consumers.
Customized service and noodle dances are just one way a hot pot place can stand out. Yu Li owns Tang Hot Pot in Manhattan. Like Haidi Lao, his restaurant is Sichuan style, and it offers premium items like Kobe ribeye and goat leg, along with a broth thickened with beef fat. Lee says with hot pot getting so competitive, newer restaurants have gotten fancier and more expensive.
People want to spend more. The economy been booming both in U.S. and China.
He says he's not surprised that Haidi Lao is expanding, in part because hot pot restaurants are easy to scale. The raw foods and the soup base can be standardized.
You don't depend on chef that much. You know, once you have ingredients ready, it's almost like a copy and paste thing.
The one challenge of running a hot pot place, he says, hiring enough wait staff to handle all the plates of raw food. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.